A rally on Wall Street has some investors wondering if the worst of the bear market may be over. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 2.5% yesterday, closing above 10,000 for the first time in nearly a month. The technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index fared even better, gaining more than 6%. While the ups and downs are likely to continue for a while, stock watchers say the market may have hit bottom. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
If there's a poster child for yesterday's market rally, it might be Cypress Semiconductor. The San Jose computer chip maker warned that first quarter profits would fall well short of expectations because many of the company's customers have canceled orders. Despite the worrisome earnings news, stock in Cypress rose by 94 cents a share. John Zimmerman, who directs growth strategies for Bank of America Capital Management, suggests that's a sign that investors may have had enough of the market slump.
There will come a point where bad news is good news. That typically indicates investors are willing to commit capital back to a stock. When we see a company report an ugly first quarter and the stock doesn't go down, or perversely, the stock rallies fractionally, that's a signal to investors that the worst is probably behind us, that expectations are very low and stocks won't go down any further.
That's important because Wall Street is entering a season of earnings reports, and many of them will be ugly. A survey of earnings forecast shows profits for companies in the S&P 500 will drop by an average of 8.6% in the first quarter as a result of the slowing U.S. economy. Ordinarily, a drop in profits is quickly followed by a drop in stock price. But with market indices near a two-year low, Zimmerman says, most stocks have already been battered enough, and that even with lower earnings, shares may now look like a bargain.
Perversely, stocks like Motorola and Lucent and others have gone from high growth stocks to value stocks. So you have a whole different set of investors with a whole different criteria for purchasing. We're starting to look at some of these broken technology stocks and saying, hey, I can own Lucent at 12 times earnings or whatever the multiple is, and that looks like a pretty good deal to me.
Lucent stock gained 47 cents a share yesterday. Telecommunications companies in general got a boost from a favorable report by the investment bank Credit Suisse First Boston. But Zimmerman thinks yesterday's rally was also largely psychological.
I know that people are tired of feeling really miserable, and the first quarter was a miserable quarter. Now, there may just be a point where people say, I'm tired of feeling bad, and it's time to start committing a little bit of money. Or, more accurately, it's time to stop selling. And that's when you can tend to see a bottom in the market.
It's far from clear whether the market has reached that point yet. Investors could still be rattled by discouraging news from Motorola. After the market closed yesterday, the cell phone and chip maker reported its first quarterly loss in more than 15 years, noting that sales had fallen by $1 billion since the previous year. Motorola lost 24 cents a share, more than most analysts were expecting. Zimmerman says that kind of announcement could lead to more swings in the market.
I believe that we'll likely test the lows again, but that if we do test the lows and stay above 1,500, 1,600 on the NASDAQ and stay above 9,500 on the Dow, that'll be a very positive sign for the second half of the year.
Still, Zimmerman cautions there may be more wild ups and downs in the market as investors try to decide whether the bear is going into hibernation or just napping before a continued slide. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.